Country Bob FM.
Here we go with today's Bob Almanac. We got it all. We got it all here for you. Let's bob this thing up. Get her going. We got a hee-haw. Yeah, we got that. We got that. I like that one.
It's good.
8:49 here this morning. You drinking cocoa?
Yes.
Why don't you give us a good old sip into the the microphone? You know, that used to bother the heck out of me, but I've gone to counseling. Yeah, it's very good. I've gone to counseling, and I've gotten over it.
I was feeling the chill of an early fall, and I thought, a little hot chocolate.
Now, is it Swiss Miss?
It is Swiss Miss, no sugar added.
What are some of the other brands? You got your Carnation, your Swiss Miss. You probably can heat up an Ovaltine or, like, even just Quick, and then you heat it up.
Yeah, you could.
Right?
You could.
Now, is this with or without marshmallows, if you call those things marshmallows?
I don't know what those are.
No,
I pass.
No, they're foreign objects. Wednesday, November 13th, 317th day of the year. We have 48 days left to go. This date, 1789, Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter to a friend in which he said, quote, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." And, of course, if he was in Minnesota, he would have said road construction. But Benjamin Franklin, he came up with a lot of our great sayings. That one, penny saved is a penny earned. Who let the dogs out? What you talking about, Willis? I mean, he had a lot of those that came up.
Yeah, he was skilled.
1805, our invention of the day today. Johann Horch Lenner from Vienna. He was a Viennese butcher. He invented the Frankfurter on this date.
Oh, good.
The
move.
Frankfurter. We know it as the Wiener. Wiener Schnitzel.
Or the hot dog.
Or the hot dog. How many other names are there for it? They call them Red Hot some places.
Oh, yeah.
But the Frankfurter. And Johann Lehner also said later on, it is documented that he said, all Frankfurters need to have ketchup on them.
Them there's fighting words.
Even though technically ketchup at that time hadn't been invented yet.
No,
Heinz kind of took cats up, and we saw that whole thing on the food that made America.
Yes.
We found out ketchup was not what it was and what it became later on.
Until Henry Heinz.
Ketchup, it is what we thought it was. So 1914 this date, Mary Jacobs, our patent of the day, she patented the brassiere this date. They shorten that to the bra, or if you're a Seinfeld fan, it's the man's ear. Mary Jacobs, 1914. I hear that sometimes they're still not all that comfortable.
I believe that.
I could imagine how the first ones felt.
It couldn't have been overly comfortable.
Was this date, 1914. 1952, related, false fingernails first sold on this date. Your Lee Press-On nails, false fingernails. And Neil, as a gentleman caller out on the town and, you know, calling from door to door as a gentleman caller, do you prefer women with false fingernails, right? They got to be really long?
I don't, actually. I like the real fingernails. They're better for scratching.
Any other false things?
Well, I'm open to a negotiation.
1974, this date, nuclear power plant employee and political activist Karen Silkwood was in the news.
At about 7 p.m., Karen left Crescent to make the 30-mile drive to meet a reporter from the New York Times. About a half an hour later, her Honda was discovered less than 10 miles from Crescent, crumpled into the concrete wall of an underground ditch.
And if she would have been wearing, driving an American-made car, she may have survived that crash. That's what came out in that study. And, she was going to uncover faulty fuel rods at the plant that she worked. Silkwood movie came out in 1983.
Right. Yep.
But this was the date that happened. She was going on her way to meet a reporter, and she mysteriously was in an accident. The papers that she had with her that she supposedly had with her had disappeared. Wow. That was this date, 1974.
Yep, that was quite a story.
1982 here on this date.
The memorial, privately built, has the names of the war's dead and missing. 57,939 names, engraved in black granite on 70 separate panels. In the order they died, from the first two American advisors in July of 1959, to the last casualties in the Mayaguez incident 14 years later.
The Vietnam War Memorial officially dedicated this date, Washington, D.C. And that Statler Brothers song, More Than a Name on the Wall,
yes,
is certainly a good one.
Yep.
And that wall stands in Washington, D.C.
It can elicit a lot of emotion.
Have you ever seen that painting?
Yeah.
Where it's a guy leaning up against it, and the reflection in the wall are like his former comrades, the members of his company.
That doesn't move you, nothing will.
That's quite the painting, no doubt about that. That was this date in 82. Also in 82, in the world of sports. Boom Boom Mancini. No, CBS Sports Spectacular. They should turn down the Nat sound there just a little bit. The crowd mic was overpowering Pat Ryan. But Ray Boom Boom Mancini defeated Duk Koo Kim.
I remember.
Now, that was 14 rounds. They call that the match that changed boxing because Duk Koo Kim collapsed, goes into a coma, and he died 4 days later.
Right.
So they shortened those title bouts to 12 rounds. 1982. Huh. Tragedy in the ring here this date. 1986. We had some stuff going on in Washington this date.
A charge has been made that the United States has shipped weapons to Iran as ransom payment for the release of American hostages in Lebanon. That the United States undercut its allies and secretly violated American policy against trafficking with terrorists. Those charges are utterly false. The United States has not made concessions to those who hold our people captive in Lebanon.
President Reagan confessing to selling weapons to Iran despite an embargo. He said, yeah, we did that to improve relations, but we didn't do it to trade hostages. We did it to get Herschel Walker. And actually, it did come out then later. It was proven that, yes, they did do the whole thing for hostages and then diverting the money to the Contras in Nicaragua.
The Iran-Contra affair.
Yes, exactly. But it was proven, the Tower Commission proved, I guess, that President Reagan knew nothing.
Right.
Plausible deniability.
Yep.
And they followed through on that. That was in 86.
Did he know about the Herschel Walker trade?
Well, he should have.
He should have.
Yeah, he probably should have called Mike Lynn and say, don't do it.
Nix that deal.
Don't do it. 2005, right here in the Twin Cities.
Guerrero is one of the WWE's biggest stars. He arrived in Minneapolis late last night for tonight's taping of SmackDown. His body was discovered around 7:30 this morning at the Marriott Hotel in downtown Minneapolis. The cause of death is unknown at this time.
It ended up being a cocaine overdose, a mix of cocaine and some other things. Hotel in Minneapolis, that's a Fox 9 report. Thank you for that. But Eddie Guerrero was one of the more popular WWF wrestlers at the time, and he was only 38.
Jeez.
Another one of those young wrestlers. They just went way too young. And that was this date, 2005. We're going to move on to birthdays now today.
And what seemed to have happened about 20 minutes ago, the anti-aircraft weapons in the city center where we are living.
Do you remember Peter Arnett?
Erupted and fired.
Yes.
There must have been 200 guns.
The big question is,
we did not see any aircraft around, but
as he's reporting here from Baghdad,
sirens. About 2 minutes.
What retreated faster, the elite Republican guard or Peter Arnett's hairline?
We have no idea what those targets were.
It might have been a toss-up.
They called the one guy the Scud Stud.
Right.
Poor Peter Arnett was the one right there, and just because he didn't have a lot of hair, you know, he kind of looked like, oh, I don't know, who's somebody who's bald like that? Dick Deacon, our friend Richard Deacon, something like that. But Peter Arnett, great CNN reporter. He's originally from England, as you can tell probably of his voice. He's 85 today.
Pick a horse, kid. Shelbyville Downs, third race. Make it a good one.
Eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts. Ah, okay. Let's see. Hey, wait a minute, you little punk. Eat my shorts is in the fifth race. I said the third race.
Don't have a cow.
Don't have a cow in the third. Put a deuce on him.
He must put a deuce on him. That's Fat Tony from The Simpsons.
That is good.
Joe Mantegna. yes. is 72. You may, is he still on Criminal Minds? Is Criminal Minds still on? That's been a long-running show.
Probably.
He kind of took the place of Mandy Patinkin on Criminal Minds. Joe Mantegna, 72. Chris Noth, he was Mr. Big.
Mr. Big.
On Sex and the City, and then he was prominently featured on The Good Wife. As you know, Chris Noth is 65. Whoopi.
Is this him? Is this you?
Yeah.
Oh, cute. White, but cute.
There she is, Oda Mae Brown in Ghost. She was on Star Trek, The Next Generation. She was Guinan. She's been in a lot of things. She's on that, ever watch that talk show? Is it The View or The Talk? Which one is she on? The View? I try not to watch that.
I don't try. I just don't.
Whoopi Goldberg, 64, here today. This song's got a good open. Do you know Aldo Nova?
Yes.
Canadian rocker. Life is just a fantasy. Can't we let this fantasy live? I think is the words to the song. With good guitar here. And wasn't that also the name of the gorilla that Claude Akins played in the battle for the Planet of the Apes? Wasn't he Aldo?
Aldo.
The gorilla general?
Might have been. City nights. That's 80s rock there.
It
it's
is.
Gotta be.
And it's a one-hit wonder. He's from Canada. Neon lights. I think he did a duet with Anne Murray. Aldo Nova, happy birthday today. He is 63. Jimmy Kimmel.
The movie business is changing. For the first time ever, Amazon is represented at the Academy Awards. Amazon is the first streaming service nominated for Best Picture. Jeff Bezos is the founder and CEO, and I want to say congratulations to Jeff. You know, tonight, you could expect your Oscar to arrive in 2 to 5 business days, possibly stolen by a Grubhub delivery man.
Jimmy Kimmel is 52. I thank him for giving us The Man Show and Crank Anchors as well. Jimmy Kimmel is 52. You know, Gerard Butler is an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He is 50 today. He's been in the Fallens series. Olympus has fallen.
Yes.
London has fallen. Jimmy Carter has fallen.
And
Gerald Butler is 50 today. And Meta World Peace, formerly Ron Artest, is 40. He said, Ron Artest said this, changing my name was meant to inspire and bring youth together all around the world. Do you think he's done that?
I don't actually.
He was kind of a thug on the court, wasn't he?
A little bit. Yeah, he got into the brawl.
The big brawl, the Pacers and the Pistons back when. And then I think he changed his name thinking it would change his brand.
Right.
I don't know if it succeeded or not, but he's 40 anyway.
Yeah,
so happy birthday.
Mr. Peace, as we call him. All right, gone. But not forgotten. Stage actor Edwin Thomas Booth. He's the one. He is the. He's in the Acting Hall of Fame.
I didn't realize that.
He's the brother of the guy who shot President Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth, who was also a bit of an actor. Not a Hall of Famer, though.
No.
1833. Robert Louis Stevenson. Did you read any of his novels or poems? He gave us Treasure Island. And, of course, my favorite, The Strange Tale of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Another good one.
Robert Louis Stevenson, born on this day, 1850. Actress Linda Christian, she was the first Bond girl in the TV movie adaptation of Casino Royale. She was born on this day, 1923. What about Richard, don't call me Dick, Mulligan?
All right, Gravers, out! Dreyfus, I know you have to go. You have not been out since last night. You have an extraordinary bladder. I like that in a dog.
He was in a lot.
I like that in me.
He was in a lot of shows.
He's Soap.
Including Empty Nest and Soap.
But did he ever appear on Gunsmoke?
Yes, he was a bad guy in Gunsmoke.
He appeared on a very special episode of Little House on the Prairie. He was Mrs. Whipple's son coming back from war with a leg injury and a morphine problem.
It
was up to the people of Walnut Grove to help him through that problem and cure him.
And I'm sure they did.
They did.
Indeed do that. Gary Marshall, he's a producer, film director, actor. He was in Murphy Brown. Look at Murphy Brown, Happy Days, Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley. That's a pretty good list.
You know the words I like? I like the word peppy and the word cheap. Peppy and cheap.
That's describing the Bob Morning Show to a T right there.
That
peppy
really does.
And cheap.
Peppy and cheap.
Gary Marshall, he's the guy who gave us all the Happy Days shows.
Yes.
You know, he was the director and the writer and the executive director. He adapted The Odd Couple to TV. I mean, he changed sitcom and episodic television, I think.
Those are prominent programs for sure. Gary Marshall, 1934. And actor Dak Rambo, 1941.
The way Bobby was talking, it sounded like you were off in the woods someplace licking your wounds and was never coming back to civilization.
J.R.
That's all right, Bobby. No, I guess I have been feeling pretty sorry for myself.
Can I fix you a drink?
Yeah, Scouse Rock sounds good.
Jack, I hope your being here means what I think it does.
It may not. He was a cousin of the Ewings.
Ah,
okay. And of course, Bobby went and mixed then a wine spritzer for JR. That's what
instead
he chose.
Instead of Scotch on the rack. Another World, he was also a soap opera actor.
He did, yes, and he's a Dak.
Dak Rambo, 1941, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Looking for a good lunch here today? Legion in Richfield, place to be, noon to 1 for the all-request lunch hour.
That would be a good spot.
On Bob FM. It's Neil Freeman time now. Would you like to start your long stretch of music with Mel Tillis, Southern Rains, Little Texas, God Blessed Texas, or Phil Vassar, American Child?
I'm going to go Little Texas today.
Have a good one.